Thank you, Chair. I'll try to be brief. We share many of the EU's concerns about this definition and also some concerns about how if this definition is used or in our attempts to define this, certain definitions could get in the way of freedom of expression concerns for the United States. As an example, you know, racism is often considered to be a mental state, a mens rea, if we want to do Latin again here, which, you know, in the United States, it's difficult for us to agree to things that try to police mental states. However, the actions of intolerance or the actions of discrimination are things that we could be much more open for. So if, as we try to work forward on this, trying to come up with a definition that will be agreed upon by everyone could be very difficult. So for example, just for us, 10 as written is problematic, and we would have to have, I think, lengthy negotiations on a lot of it. That being said, the inclusion of the word Afrophobia itself is not a problem for us. It's the linkage of that inclusion with this paragraph as this is defined. If other states are intent on the idea that we need to include a definition within this text, we're open to that, and we will be as flexible as possible. I would note, I believe this suggestion was added on May 24th, but prior to that, the Africa group on May 21st had suggested a definition of deplores the special and unique form of discrimination faced by people of African descent known as Afrophobia. A much shorter definition like that is something the United States could be much more open to. So I would just say we are not against the inclusion of the word Afrophobia. We understand its usage and the importance for many countries of having it included. Our difficulty will come around how it's defined. The definition as it stands in PP10 is not something that we can accept, but I think we should try to consider other ways to include that word, and I would just again cite the sort of previous definition the Africa group proposed, which I can share if people don't have it in their records, but I just get a little bit nervous as we try to add a definition to this text where we have many other disagreements, that it's going to become a sticking point that we sort of have to go word by word and start quoting Latin again. So it's just something to be concerned about as we move forward, but again, the inclusion of the term itself, Afrophobia, is not a problem for the United States. It's the definition. Thank you.